Brian.
Hi, Melvin.
欢迎来到哲学十分钟。
Yes, welcome to Clearing the Air. It's Wednesday night.
对，哎，我们上次谈那个决心这件事情。
That's right, we talked about resolution.
那我们是不是先来讲一下这个礼拜我们的决心做得如何？
Yeah, last week we talked about the theory of resolution and even a method such as the implementation intention.
对，哦，这是一个执行的意图。你好像上次有解释过这个方法，心理学的一个方法。如果我们下决心要做一件事情，那所以我们可以有一个东西在我们的环境里面找一个真正的一个东西哦。然后看到它会提醒你，所以这个叫做执行的意图 implementation intention.
Yeah, in recent psychological research, they've shown that if you can focus on one thing in your environment to remind you about something, and you set an intention ahead of time to do some particular thing, then when that situation arises and you have that cue.Then you're more likely to do it. It's not a guarantee that you'll do it, but you're more likely to do it.
那这个礼拜你拿了什么东西呢？当做提醒。
Yeah, that's a good question. What did I do this week? So I decided, this is a very mundane thing, but it's a good example. Usually when I get to my office in the morning, I sit down and I begin working.
对。
But once a week, I should clean my office.
每个礼拜要打扫一次你的办公室。
Right.
研究室。
If I'm very busy, I tend not to do it. So I fail in my plan to do it every week. So, and then I feel bad that I didn't do it.
Oh.
And this week I was particularly busy because we're just starting school.
美国开学了。
Right. Yeah. And so I decided that this would be a good opportunity to do an implementation intention.
Okay, 从开学日开始。
Yeah. So I decided, I have a rag hanging in my office that I used to clean the floor. And I decided that when I entered my office and I saw that rag.
抹布。
Right. That I would, that would be the reminder for me not to sit down at my desk. And
okay.
instead to sweep the floor and then clean it.
Uh-huh.
And this morning, I went into my office and I saw that rag, and just like that, I thought, okay, I'm not going to sit down on my desk.
你把那个抹布放在你一开门就可以看到的地方。
It's just always there. Yeah.
Oh.
Right.
所以你看到它就提醒你，你今天一定要打扫你的研究室，然后你又真的做了。
I did it. Yeah, I was very impressed. And it takes, you know, probably half an hour for me to clean my office. And I'm very busy trying to prepare for class, and I'm already actually grading.And so, but I didn't really want to do it, but I did it, and after I did it, I felt better about it. So this is, I guess, it's a very mundane example of resolution, but it's an example of a method for doing things that we really should do, but don't necessarily want to do.
对，其实就是决心这个事情，就通常是我们并没有一定想要做。
Right.
然后他又需要特别把它完成。
Right. That's the thing about resolution. It could be something very small in your life that you think is necessary and important, but not really, it's not life-changing.
Mm-hmm.
But a resolution could also be something very big in life. You know, maybe you want to resolve to graduate from college, or you want to resolve to write the book that changes the world or something.
想要好好的顺利读完书毕业。就要下决心把每一科然后该读的东西准备好然后考试也要能够通过然后如果是决心像我是要好好写书、
right.
做研究那也许就是有一个想法希望可以改变然后改变世界
right. Right.
但是不是我自己一个人而是透过我们做研究然后把我们的想法写下来、
right.
那
SoDid you resolve to do something this past week? And how did you do?
其实我主要也是因为下学期开学，我跟你讨论过，就是用不一样的教课的方法。那我其中一个改变就是希望可以利用我最近写好的书，然后因为这些东西可以看怎么样用在下学期开始上课的方法。那所以。我的决心要做之一就是把书写好， 可是这个因为要到下学期下礼拜开学之后我才知道实际上怎么用，所以这件事情可能之后我再告诉你。
Okay, this sounds like a pretty big resolution. So the first part of it is to write a book, and the second part of it is to use it as a textbook for class in a way that your students can accept it and enjoy it, right? So you're to the point where you feel like you finished enough of the book that you can use it, but we're going to have to wait to see how well you're able to use it in class.
对，我有决心，但是是完成，我还不知道能不能像你说整理家里、整理研究室这样子。
So this is a good example of a more ambitious resolution, right?
可能要等到我下学期到一月吧结束，我才能够知道。
We have to wait till January.
对
，It's August now, or September now.
对啊，我的决心到底有没有办法贯彻到？说把我研究的东西、我的书的内容跟我教学方法结合在一起，让我看我整个学期过程顺能不能很顺的把它坚持贯彻下去这样子。
We'll have to remember to ask you about this, but also I would like to know when the time comes, what kind of method you use to accomplish your resolution or methods.
对，就是我。没有说这种一次性的一个礼拜的做完，那但是相对于你，我另外一方面的决心可能就不够，就整理家里。你是整理家那个研究室一个礼拜一次，那我因为都在写书，所以我就相对的没有把我的空间整理的那么的清洁。
Oh, okay. So you also have a simple resolution, which was to keep your house clean.
我应该要有一个简单一点的。
But because you've been busy writing your book, which is a different resolution,
对
it come into conflict with your... This is a very common problem, though, right?
对
we have conflicting ideas.
Conflicting. 时间主要是时间的运用够不够。那我们上次有说那个 order.
Right.
所以我觉得可能如果我再把那个秩序那个形式那个东西再放进来的话，它可能就是因为我们同时要又要整理家里，又要洗衣服，又要整理研究室办公室，然后又要把上课的东西跟研究结合，那就需要一个秩序来辅助我们把这些事情都做完。如果我只是这段时间都在做其中一件重要的事、那其他都忽略了也不对，对不对？
I think this is a great example. I think Franklin would say you got it exactly right. So you were just saying that the order, so doing the little things in life, like keeping the house clean, can contribute to the bigger resolutions, and they're not necessarily in conflict after all, right? Because if you do the little things, it will help you and motivate you and structure your life so you can get the big things done.
说不定还可以使整个学期进行得更加顺利。所以我今天回去，那我就把它做成一个新的决心 resolution, 就是跟你一样，这个礼拜一定要把家里的那些一直想要整理的角落
right.
把它整理完，然后我弄一个 implementation intention 用一个执行的一个提醒那个意图放在那里，然后提醒 我这个礼拜要做完这件事，然后看下礼拜我怎么跟你说。
OK, that sounds good. So your resolution is a new resolution to do the little things.
对
so that you can accomplish the big things, and you're going to make an implementation intention to remind yourself to do the little things.
对。
Do you want to tell us what the implementation intention is, or do you have to think about that?
对，我就是整理那个东西，家里这个礼拜一定要做完，然后下礼拜告诉我。
But what in your environment is going to cue you? What part of your environment is going to cue you to...to actually do it, right? So I use the rag as a cue, right?
这是一个好问题。
Yeah.
你本来就决定用那个抹布啊。
Yeah. yeah.
哎呀，糟糕，我不知道我要用什么来提醒我。
Maybe you have to think about it, yeah.
我通常都是存在我的脑子里，但是这样不太好。
Brute memory, right? That doesn't count as an implementation intention, right?
这样可能我会 fail,
yeah.
我可能就做不到。
Well, you can think about it, you can tell us next week.
还是我带啤酒罐回去。不行。我缺乏一个执行意图的一个工具。
Yeah, so you can think about it and you can tell us next week. In the meantime,
好
we can move on to the topic of frugality. How's that?
那这个 frugality, 节俭是 Franklin 的十三种德性里面的，应该是第
Number five, right. So he said, this is his...
他的 dogma 是什么方法？
His explanation is make no expense...but to do good to others or yourself, i.e. waste nothing.
哦、oh, ，不要花费，除非那这个花费是对自己或别人有益处的。好的，那也就是说不要浪费。
Right, right, right. I think this is very, it's very, it's similar to the silence one, right? So the silence, you said, don't say anything unless it's good for yourself or others. And here it's frugality. And I think...Like the silence one, we can also understand it as a personal virtue, something to do in our individual lives, and we can expand it not to society, but in this case to the environment, right? That we often use or utilize resources, but if they're not being utilized for our good or for somebody else's good, maybe we should try to be more frugal about them.
就在环境环保上面也可以做到节俭，就是少用一些比如说塑胶袋啦，一些浪费的造成环境问题的东西，环保筷。
Yeah.
Okay. 这个我有注意。
You do this?
带环保筷。
Really?
对啊，我有。
So, 环保筷, that means it's a kind of a strange word, environmental chopsticks.
对。
What does that mean?
就是把家里的筷子带出去,不要用那个免洗的。
Oh, so you carry your own chopsticks.
对。
So, when you go to a restaurant, you can just pull them out of the box.
对。或者我最近,我想到了,如果我有时间,就会带便当盒。
Oh, so you have your own box that you use for... Like, well, how do you use that? You mean you bring it from home or...
自助餐吃。
Oh, so you take it to a restaurant.
对。
And then you can get the food and you eat it in the restaurant or you take it home?
在那个素食的自助餐,我就不用他们那个保丽龙。
So you don't use their styrofoam or their paper. You know, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that in the United States where people bring their own utensils or their own
lunchbox.
Pans
没有吗?
Or, well, they'll bring their own lunchbox like from home to work. But not to a restaurant. I've never seen anybody.
那你们有像台湾这样用这么多的免洗筷吗?免洗还有保丽龙。
Well, usually in restaurants they use, you know, silverware and then they wash them, so not so much. But in fast food restaurants, they use lots of paper, yeah, for sure. Not so much styrofoam anymore, but still some. Yeah.
哎，我在想说，你是吃素的吗
？I'm a vegetarian.
素食主义是不是也是一种节俭
？Yeah, I think one of the reasons we became vegetarian.Was there's a huge amount of water waste in raising meat. And so I didn't know this until we did some research, but it takes like 20 times more water to raise the equivalent nutritional value of a cow compared to like grains or vegetables.
如果要吃动物的肉的话，养动物要花研究指出可能要花20倍多的水、那虽然其实对这方面的研究好像有一些不同的意见，有人说不一定，可是至少我们知道好像二氧化碳会增加很多。
I think there's probably some debate about it, but yeah, I think that if you think about it, it makes a lot of sense that you can eat vegetable directlyand then you get the nutrition directly from the vegetables. Or you can eat the vegetables indirectly by letting the cow eat the vegetables, and then you eat the cow. But that seems less efficient just right on the face of it, right? 对。
所以其实素食,或是不一定要素食主义啦,就是多吃素食,不是偏食,完全吃肉, 其实也可以算是一种节俭环保的生活。
Yeah, I've heard quite a few people say that you don't have to necessarily go all vegetarian. You can even just cut out meat once a week, and that's more frugal than eating meat for every meal every day.
现在那个快时尚就是 fashion， 有很多衣服啦、包包啦、消费物，其实都非常浪费，
right,
也造成地球的负担，又还有让我们。可能就是金融消费啊，贫穷啊，所以这些真的，节省确实是需要锻炼。你有没有什么地方不够节省？
So the fashion industry, I think you're right, is probably also a contributor to this kind of thing. In the States, I actually, tend to buy my clothes at secondhand stores.
哦，你都在二手店买衣服。
Yeah, it's not only very inexpensive, but it also...Reusing is a form of recycling in a way, right? So it's better than buying new ones. Yeah.
所以其实你节俭这一点，第五个德性，其实你做的还不错，我觉得。
Well, I have a weakness for 珍珠奶茶，
the
pearl milk tea, right? So it's not just a matter of money, right? But I feel guilty because the straws are supposed to be very bad for the environment.I don't have my own straw. Maybe I could do that.
你知道可以买那个
I've seen the
那金属做的
Yeah, I've seen those.
我有
哎 You have one?
我有如果我有多一个我再带来送给你我去找一找
But I don't know if I would want to carry it around with me all the time. And then you have to make sure it's clean, right? Isn't that a hassle for your chopsticks that you have to remember to keep them clean? Because you don't want to use them and then carry them around and then...You can't use them next time until you clean them, right?
Oh, 哎，你想的是这个问题，卫生的问题。
Yeah.
对，但通常我们只会喝在外面喝一次吧，谁会一直喝不同的饮料？
Yeah.
所以环保，喝珍珠奶茶用那个吸管，外面那种吸管，塑胶吸管，你会觉得有点浪费。其他的好像没有什么。
Yeah, I do actually have my own lunchbox.That I take to a little restaurant nearby, and I use that, and then take it back to my office. Yeah.
好，那我们这礼拜就来，除了决心之外，我说我要整理家里，然后我要弄一个执行的一个意图的一个物件来提醒我。那另一方面，我们就是来试看看节省。
Okay, so you're going to try to do your implementation intention and keep your house clean, and we will both try to be more frugal. I'd be interested to see how that turns out, because, being frugal can be hard, because it's our day-to-day life, and it's hard to always to be aware of the little things.
你说 Franklin 有一句话，他说
Yeah, Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned.
我们如果省一分就等于是赚一分。
Right.
中文也有类似的，其实就这句话的意思。还有由俭入奢易，由奢入俭难。
Okay, so
所以要养成习惯。
This is
节俭的习惯。
Saying in Chinese that it's easy to go from being frugal to being luxurious, but it's hard to go the opposite way. Yeah, I think that's probably true, right? I think it has to do with something we've talked about before: is developing habits, like you said that.If you develop a habit of frugality, you can get out of the habit because luxurious life is very comfortable and rewarding, but it's hard once you're in that life to go the other way because there's a little bit more hardship.
就好像我最近已经习惯不用那个免洗筷，当我在不小心我又吃用免洗筷的时候，就会觉得一方面不环保。另一方面好像也不健康
that's a perfect example that it's easy once you start using the disposable things in a restaurant it's hard to stop I think that's true so it will be hard for me to not use the plastic straws so I guess we'll see
都有些
yeah
可以在这个礼拜再继续去做
all right Let's talk more next week.
Cheers.
Cheers.